Ai, hoki mai anō ko Girly Clark tēnei e kōrero atu nei ki a koutou. I tēnei wānga ka kei konei tāku nei kai kōrero, tana ingoa ko Mary Ann Baker, e mahi nei Ngāti Hine, ka mutu e kōrero ana māua i ngā Wenerei Katoa, kia rongo mai koutou, tāna nei mahi e mahi ana ki roto i ngā toa mō ngā rongoa. That she's a pharmacist, i reira. Nā kia koutou katoa, e hakarongo mai ana kia ia, me ana kōrero. Kia ora to you, Mary Ann.
Kia ora, girly. Happy to be back.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. And the listeners I hear from Maria and you want to know about, you know, how to prepare in this new possibility of a wave two for COVID.
Yes.
And testing stations from air to air. Yes, so shall I just start with a recap?
That's right. With the possibility of the wave two, testing stations have been experiencing increased visitation. Should we be rewarded?
Well, we don't think so. The increase in the testing stations is just, as they said, the people coming here to Ngāti Hine and to Hiku, no doubt, they just want to make sure they're fine, that there's no one been out there in the community who might not have been picked up. But the fact that they are getting tested puts them mentally at ease that they're fine and that we're safe, and it's just a very good thing to be happening. And according to the Ministry of Health, which is a very, very good website, they do have stricter border control measures now, and everyone is, as we know, except the ones that fell through the loop, go into isolation and do get tested. They said from isolations, most of the crew are sort of exempt from that, but who knows whether that will change in time as well. But according to the COVID, it's managed isolation and quarantine. So that's why I suppose people are going to get tested, because we've been around, we've been at level one, and it's a very, very good reason for us not to be worried when people are getting tested. It shows that people are still caring, that we're all in this together and to keep the virus at bay.
Yeah, our borders open have allowed our citizens to come home. Is it worth risking a nation?
Well, I think that's a kōrero for the nation, and, you know, amongst our kua kaumātua especially. But as they said, you know, it's like a moral or ethical duty. Can we say no to people who live here?
Yes.
Even, you know, that's what it says. Only New Zealand residents, it says, and citizens, their children and partners are permitted to enter New Zealand.
Yep.
This includes the realm countries, as according to the Ministry of Health, like the Cook Islands, Niue and Tokelau. Australian citizens and permanent residents, ordinarily resident in New Zealand. And that's where it said the airline and marine crew are also exempt from managed isolation in some cases.
Yeah.
But people from other countries, and this is the main thing, can't enter New Zealand.
Yep. Yeah.
Unless they have specific grounds for exemption, such as being essential workers or for medical reasons. And these people will need to apply to immigration. Again, that's what happened with those two that got away down the country. They came in for those sort of reasons, not New Zealanders necessarily. But who knows? We don't know whether they had residency. But if they have residency, you can't stop them. And, you know, even the ministers were quoting on TV, well, it's a decision that carries ethics and morality around it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the best way for whānau to keep well as still and be wary of the COVID-19?
Well, just a recap on the COVID-19 symptoms, they haven't changed. That's a cough, high temperature, at least 38 degrees Celsius, shortness of breath, a sore throat, sneezing and runny nose, and a temporary loss of smell. So to keep yourselves protected, the Ministry of Health and all main guidelines like the COVID-19 government website is, if you're sick, number one, if you're sick, stay home. Don't go to work or school. Don't socialise. Number two, if you have a cold or flu symptoms, call your doctor or the helpline and make sure you get tested. Three, wash your hands. Wash your hands, wash your hands. That's what they're saying. Remember, for at least those 20 seconds. The fourth one is sneeze and cough into your elbow and regularly disinfect shared surfaces, like especially at work there, like, and even here, always wiping the benches with a disinfectant.
Mm.
And if you're told by health authorities to self-isolate, you must do so immediately. As we know, people have been picked up by the police where they haven't isolated after being told to. Number six, if you're concerned about your well-being or have underlying health conditions, you know, remember diabetes, heart, immunocompromised, cancer therapy, work with your GP to understand how best to stay healthy. And the main thing, because we're at level one, is keep track of where you've been, when and who you've seen, to help contact tracing if it's needed. Mm. And you can, as we all know, use the New Zealand COVID Tracer app as a handy way of doing it. Number eight, there's 10 of them in all. Eight is businesses should help keep people track their movements by displaying the Ministry of Health QR code for contact tracing. Nine, stay vigilant. There's a global pandemic still going on. So people and businesses should be prepared to act fast, to step up alert levels if we have to. And 10, people who have had different experiences over the last couple of months, whatever you're feeling, it's okay. Be kind to others, be kind to yourself, and know there's mental health and wellbeing resources, and there's resources on the Ministry of Health website, also on the Northern District Health Board website, and on the COVID-19 government website.
Mm.
Those are the main ones. There's other things for the whānau, like a very, very quick guide, and this is, making sure that we are vigilant, girly, and looking after one another. There's a great one called Coronavirus from the Northland District Health Board. It says, keep up to date, but stick to credible sources.
Mm.
Focus on the things you can control, like washing your hands, getting your flu vaccination as well, and practice physical distancing. Keep connected to your friends and family. Talk, text, Skype, Messenger, Facebook, but also keep 2 meters apart. Head outside if you can, because physical activity and natural surroundings make you feel better. Keep it real, keep it in perspective that there will be flu-like symptoms and you've got the flu, you haven't got COVID. Keep doing the things you enjoy to make you feel happy and calm. Take a break also from those social medias and be selective about what you follow. Involve your children and your mokopuna. Make a plan. Teach the children and mokos how they can help and follow routines and be available to them as a parent. And finally, consider asking to change the subject. If you're finding people are talking about COVID-19 too much and too negative, change the corridor.
Aye. Finally, Mary, that flu vaccination that we get, I know that it doesn't relate to the COVID-19 at the moment, eh? Because they're still looking for that vaccination, the vaccine for it, for the COVID-19.
Yes. Do you think at this stage
that the countries overseas are trying to look for one? And would you reckon that Aotearoa would pertain receiving some of that vaccination, whichever country will give it to us?
Yeah, and that country could even be New Zealand. As I said, they've got resources to try and develop our own vaccine. But as we know, at level three, they were predicting it will take up to 2 years. But people like ourselves have become vaccinated and able to vaccinate when the COVID-19 vaccination comes into play, just like how we give the flu.
Yes.
When it's here, it will be definitely all of us will be getting the vaccination. But quicker still, as New Zealand said, if we made it within our own country and not waiting for it to arrive from overseas. But definitely, yes, everyone is on the move to try and get the vaccine.
Oh, lovely. Mate. I think that about winds up everything for us, Mary-Ann, for today, and next week I look forward to talking to you again with
Yes. Well, I hope our whānau finds that helpful, and don't forget up at Te Hiku, I got the 0800 numbers. You ring 0800 808 4024. The contact there's Joe Ehrlich. If you want any help during COVID, general and health wellbeing and social services, including hygiene packs and mobile COVID testing. And the same down in Ngāti Hine area for Mid-North, 0800 737 573. But we also have Kai packs available at the moment. So between all the Hauora, Te Hiku and Ngāti Hine, Hauora Health Trust, we're able to be there for our whānau in whatever capacity. And if you're not sure who to get help, ring us.
Oh, kia ora mai anō, kia ako, Mary-Ann. Lovely to talk to you. I'll listen to you next week for another subject, eh?
Yeah. Ngā mihi.
Ai, ngā mihi, kia koe. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, girlie.
Ai, hoki mai anō ko tātou anō tēnei kōrero ana kia Mary-Ann Baker. Kei Ngāti Hine Trust e mahi ana mo tēnei wahanga. Nā, me tuku atu no etahi wa tātou kōrero runga e te kuaka mārangaranga.